The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence.
Okay, well, we're back. This is Ralph Corbett Witherow II. I am sitting in for John Stuntmiller today. And I am going to expose all agencies, including the Internal Revenue criminals. And there are only two acts required, and for the IRS, you don't even have to have the second one. It's the Federal Register Act of 1935 and the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. That's it. That's all you use. Most people haven't even heard of them, really, and they have no idea how to use it. How would they? I have spent several weeks meticulously reading, cross-checking everything. How do I use this? It was filed in a writ of certiorari in the Supreme Court of the United States, exposing the IRS and exposing the fact that we do not have any constitutional courts of the United States, except the Supreme Court. It's never been done before. Why? There are a lot of smart people out there. Why? The question becomes, how do I make this simple? I'm going to get it into an Adobe Illustrator now. I've got a couple other lawsuits to get done. But how do I keep it simple? The first thing you have to remember, and I can prove it, agencies, federal agencies, all of any flavor of that agencies cannot use the United States Code. I have been getting calls from people that say, well, this just can't be. The IRS cites code all the time to me in their threats, their letters, they're taking my stuff, they put me in a pokey. Agencies, that includes ATF, CDC, SEC, FAA, Federal Reserve, all of these little guys that sit outside the Constitution cannot use code. Remember that they can't use code. They have no authority. Why? That's a damn good question. You must know the answer. Every good attorney knows the answer before he asks the question. And every good patriot knows the answer before he asks the question, because you're really going to catch hell. I guarantee you. Where do I find the evidence? Absolute, no doubt about it. It's in the Federal Register Act of 1935. Because there were tens of thousands of regulations being promulgated, and FDR was gone out, 500 or 600 federal executive orders, and nobody knew what was going on. So they did the Federal Register Act of 1935. 49, Stat 500 through 503. So you have to lay a legal foundation. Number one, are you an agency? And they cover it. Federal agency means the President of the United States, by the way. That's where he does executive orders. He's a federal agency. They can't do that. They did it because we've all thought we're citizens of the United States. We've stepped out of the Constitution. But anyway, it goes on to say any executive department, independent board, establishment, bureau, agency, institution, commission, or separate office of an administrative branch of the government. Any of those things are covered under the Federal Register Act. All of them. And it says if they do any document, any order, any regulation, any rule, any certificate, license, notice, or similar instrument, whatever. So number one, we have to establish, are you an agency? Absolutely. That's the legal foundation that everything hangs on. You are an agency. You are an enemy. So now, what can you do against me? That's an important issue. If I'm going up against an enemy in a war, I want to know what they got to use against me. Do they have nuclear weapons, airplanes, tanks? I don't know. Wouldn't that kind of like an important thing to know? Agencies only can publish in the Federal Register. How do we know that? Because it says in Article 5, any document that has general applicability and legal effect has got to be published in the Federal Register. So number one, we know it's an agency. We know it's a document because it's a rule or regulation or whatever they do that's written is a document. So that's the way they use, that's what they have to in their thing to use against us. So it's an agency, and they got to use something called a document. We got to have a written word. And where do we find it? It has to be general applicability and legal effect. It shall be in the Federal Register. General applicability and legal effect. Remember that. General applicability and legal effect. And it's in Section 5 of the Administrative Procedures Act. 49 Stat 501. 49 Stat 501. General applicability and legal effect. So number one, you're an agency. Number two, the only thing you can do written-wise is regulations. No matter whether you're issuing orders, whatever you want to call it, it is got to be in the Federal Register. And in Section 7, no document required under general applicability and legal effect in Section 5A to be published in the Federal Register shall be valid against any person who has not had actual knowledge thereof. Real simple. Can I be required to be obeying some law of the state or of the Congress if there's no statute, if there's no codification? I got to have notice. That's the way the world we live in. You can't say I did something if there's no law. So, number one, are you an agency? Absolutely. Number two, is it a document? You better believe it, because you're speaking to me, regardless of whatever kind of nonsense you want to have it, there's all kinds of regulations. There's housekeeping regs that have no force and effect of law. There's interpretive regs where they're interpreting amongst themselves. We still don't care about that either. There's procedural regs. I don't care about those either. There are substantive regs that have force and effect of law, but we don't even have to get to that with the IRS. All we have to understand, step number one, agency is you, IRS. Number two, all your nonsense is covered under What? A regulation in the Federal Register. Three, if it has any general applicability or legal effect, it damn well better be in the Federal Register. And excuse me. There is a compilation. Federal Register will have a number, space, FR for Federal Register, and a space and another number. It will be at the bottom of the compilation. As people don't know this, the Code of Federal Regulation is a compilation of publications at the Federal Register under a certain code, United States Code. So, like, if I were to look up, they love 6331, lien and levy and distraint. That's the United States Code, 26 U.S.C. 6331. So I go to the Federal Register, and I can search in Westlaw, in the CFRs, any regulation that has 6331. The code has to be identified in the CFR at the top. So what do I find? The only regulations compiled in the Code of Federal Regulations called CFRs is 26 space CFR, that's Code of Federal Regulations, space section 301.6331. That's it. There may be a dash one, dash two after. That's irrelevant. So what am I looking for? I go there, number one, when I see it is a 301 point something, that tells me it is a housekeeping regulation. It's for internal use amongst the Internal Revenue criminals, and I don't give a rat's rump, and Chrysler Reed Brown held is irrelevant. It has nothing to do with anybody. It's for their internal use of their agents. And the actual authority is 5 U.S.C. 301. They don't want you to know that, which is housekeeping. 5 U.S.C. 301. That's in Chrysler v. Brown, by the way. But, so, number one, it's an agency. Number two, you're doing some sort of document. Number three, general applicability and legal effect shall be in the Federal Register, and if it's not, I don't have notice, we're done. And you're done, Mr. Agency. Okay? And the next step is, because it's that is the law for the administrative state, Section 7, it has to be judicially noticed. That means it's the rule of law, the standard of review for all agencies. That is the thing that you use against an agency to hold it accountable, is the rules and regulations published in the Federal Register. You can't use code. And I see people over, and I follow these cases. I've been there, done it myself. I'm going to get them with the code, boy. I'm going to get them. It doesn't have any bearing on an agency. They're totally outside the government. They're independent regulatory entities. They call them independent establishments. There's a whole list of them. The only thing that they have to be bound by, which they will not tell you normally, go to the IRS page, you won't find Part 301 regs, you won't find subsidy regs. That's what they're supposed to be using. That's all Congress said, you shall use that. That's your weapon against the people. And they don't do it. And when they do use a 301 reg, the lawyers and everybody says, well, I don't know, nothing. Do they not know about Chrysler v. Brown, 1979 case, and all of the cases in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals? No. I didn't. For a while. But I keep doing the same darn thing over and over and getting the same stupid, insane result. Might be time to take a real look and figure out there's something wrong, rotten in Denmark here, folks. And I did. And now I know. So, Let's go over this again because this is so critical. Every agency, without exception, all these CDC and all these folks are all agencies. They all use regulations to do all their orders or any type of nonsense they want to call it. It's called a document. Number three, if it has general applicability or legal effect, it shall be in the Federal Register. Number four, if it's not there, I don't have notice, how can you expect me to abide by it? Those are the first four steps. Now, because the IRS is such a good liar, that if you really know what's going on, you don't need to go any farther because you go look up the code section, like 6331 or those, and see what kind of regulations are you promulgating. I went to their tax court. They don't use any regulations in their tax court. I used to say go to tax court, had to back off of that. How did I figure that out? Because they wouldn't take judicial notice of nothing. Well, if you don't have judicial notice, you don't have any rule of law. Excuse me. That's like saying the Bible, we aren't going to use the Ten Commandments. Well, if you don't have the Ten Commandments, do you think the Bible might not be kind of like worthless? Where's your rule of law? Where's your standard of review? You got to have something to test what's going on. So I go look. 26 CFR 301-6012. Persons required to make returns of income. People required to make returns of income filing a Form 1040, which is an implied law contract, which is me volunteering to be subject to them, owing them, and the IRS saying, we don't owe you a thing. Come on in, sucker. It's called an implied law contract. Persons required is a file returns is a 6012 to 301. Then they say, oh, well, you go to tax court. How do I get into tax court? I have to have a notice of deficiency. It means they've come out and said, hey, IRS says, you owe us money. 301-6211, deficiency defined. 301-6212, notice of deficiency. Or 301 regs, housekeeping. There's no way for the IRS to claim that I owe them one damn penny. It's internal housekeeping rigs. And if they did claim it, then we have to have an assessment. That's 6203. Oh, I left out a 301 on that one. I just found an error here. That's hard to believe. I made an error. Amazing. I left out the 301 when I filed that writ of certiorari. Oh, well, there's always going to be a few errors. That's what I do. So 6203, method of assessment, is a 301 rig. So you can't assess me. Number one, you can't claim I owe you money. Number two, you can't even assess what the amount would be. That's a 301 rig. Then we got 6320, notice and opportunity for hearing upon filing of a notice of federal tax lien. That's a 301 rig. 6323, place for filing the notice of federal tax lien. That's a 301 rig. 6330, notice and opportunity for a hearing prior to the levy before threatening. 6502, collection after assessment. That's a 6502. That's a 301 rig. Are you getting the picture? They got nothing. They just don't tell you. They don't tell you what's going on. These are defined in Westlaw. And 6331. See, here we got... Oh, I'm buying music. Back in a minute.
No reason to get excited.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Well, we're back here, and this is Ralph Kermit Winterer II, sitting in for John Stoutmiller. And I'm going over. IRS is done. If you got any cojones, you can file a W-4, the new ones, and they offer you, it's an implied in-law contract. You physically, the instructions, have to write exempt down before number 4 and send it back. That is your offer back to them to say, I don't want to volunteer. That's valid. Probably got 4 people have done it, and every one of them's had absolute success. They quit taking money out of a retirement program for one guy. Where's the people? I got some backbone to fight. Where are they? Where's the people like in the Declaration of Independence says we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and sacred honor? 56 men signed the Declaration of Independence. They kept their name secret for 6 months. Most of them lost all of their fortunes. They lost their families. Some of them were killed. Where are they today? I don't know. Beats the heck out of me. So now we have, because this is so critical, every agency, I looked at ATF, I thought, well, maybe there's something going on there. No, same nonsense. Are you an agency? Yes. Are you filing a document? Yes. Does it have general applicability and legal effect? It better be in the Federal Register. If it's not there, I don't have notice, and you're done. And if it is in there, everybody's got to take judicial notice of it, because that's the rule of law for agencies. You don't have to do that for statutes, because they're automatically judicial notice. But Federal Register is different. And they published the Federal Register Act twice. A complete act in 1937 and 1938. They just made a change on the publishing part of it. They put the whole act in the Federal Register. They don't do that. Then, in 1967, all of the 301 regs under the authority of 7805, an interpretive reg, statutory, was published. There was no proposed rule, no final rule. They published it all. They republished everything in 1967 for 301s. They did everything for Part 1, which was income tax, in 1960. It's all there. We just know where to go look. Once you get down to the basics. So now we get down to, if you can't have no deficiency, claim I owe, if you can't assess what the amount is, if there's no authority to make me file an income tax return, if there's no authority for collections, if there's no authority for notices of federal tax liens, if there's no authority for liens, levy, and distraint to take my property, I'd say they're starting to get pretty toothless. What do you think? But you have to know how to put it together. Get on my list. I'll give you the writ of certiorari. If you're listening today, you would email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. Takes three emails. They're big because they're PDFs. I use their stuff against them. I love confessions. I just can't keep government secrets. Nor shall I. So anyway, how would I find out the next thing? If there weren't a 301 reg, because a lot of the agencies don't use, they're using, but they'll put it down in the bottom. All of these will have somewhere, the 301 regs usually have 26 U.S.C. 7805. That's the only statutory authority they have. They'll have all kinds of other statutes, but it ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Because the next step, this goes for Comrade Biden, executive orders. There has to be a specific limited delegation of power by Congress to do a specific task. You can't say make all rules and regulations, because that would be unconstitutional. Because that would be giving all of the legislative power to an agency that we don't know who in the heck they are or where they live. Now the next steps are real simple. The Administrative Procedures Act. There's only one thing that you search for. You go in the CFR, you go down to the bottom, and you look for the publications. It'll be credits. Sometimes they will have source. Ignore Treasury decisions. Those have no force and effect of law. Only what is published in the Federal Register has to be judicially noticed. It will be a some number. It'll be a two-digit number, space, FR, Frank, Ralph, space, and then it'll be another number. And they'll give the date that it was published. What do you do? Under the Administrative Procedures Act, there's only two ways to have force and effect of law, to look like law. You search on 553, 5 U.S.C. 553. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, this is Ralph Berman, Winrow II. I'm setting in for John Stepmiller. This is amazing. We have my people die for a lack of knowledge, Jose. Bible. You identify, number one, it's an agency. Number two, they have to, any document they file will have, number three, general applicability and legal effect. And number four, if it's not filed, they're done. And everybody's got to take judicial notice. That's in the Federal Register, Section 7. So now then, let's say if we wanted to make a subsidy rule that was a regulation, that was the only purpose of the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. How do we identify these? You can't look at a CFR and tell. Unless it says a 301 or 601 at the beginning. But if say it has part one or something, how are you going to know? Imagine going to the statutes and seeing the statute say, well, wait a minute, I got to go back and check and see if Congress actually voted on it. Or the legislature, did both sides vote on it? Did the governor or the president sign it? This is the administrative law. They purposely made it very difficult. And that's some of the questions that we pose to the Supreme Court. How can I have notice if some of this stuff has to go to the court? If the courts have to figure it out, how the heck am I supposed to know? Duh. It should be simple. stated. It either it is or it ain't. But how do we know? All we have to do is go to the Code of Federal Regulations, identify the statute, like 6331, so it'll be 301-6331. Go down and look, search in the Federal Register, number one. All those 301s will all start in 1967. There's no proposed, there's no final rule, there's no nothing. They're all under 7805. But because it says 301, but let's say it didn't say that. You're researching out some CFR. That's under statute, has to be in the heading. The statute authority is supposed to be down below the limited delegation, but you won't find them. But anyway, so what do? I go down to the credits. I look for the first place for who has the publications in the Federal Register, and I search for what? 553 little b is in boy. And there's still only two ways. Formal, which says we're going to abide by it. Never seen one yet. You're not going to see it because they can't do them. There's no way to do them. Okay, so we're going to go to the informal. We're going to hide it. And we're going to test our ability to flush these suckers out. It may say 553B, but it'll say, oh, for good cause, fines. But the notice and procedure are impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest. Now, what the heck does all that garbage mean? And if I should see it, if they use all of those, does that mean that has the first effect of law? No. There's one more step that they leave out. They always leave out because they can't. But let's go see what those mean. Impractical. This is in the Senate report where I found all of this stuff lined out. It's like a how-to book of the 1946 APA. And a Senate report, 752. 48 pages long. And it says, impractical means a situation in which the due and required execution of the agency functions would be unavoidably prevented by its undertaking public rulemaking procedures. How dare we stop this thing from happening? It would be it'd be prevented. We say, you can't do this because there's no authority or whatever. That's what impractical means. How dare you? You have no authority. You, the people, we give you notice and comment, but by damn, you will not publish and tell us we can't do this, because that'd be impractical. Then we have unnecessary. Oh, that means that it's lack of public interest in a rulemaking. So they're making some rule that may not affect me right now, so that's unnecessary. Well, they do a lot of that stuff in the legislature that I don't have any effect on right now. But does that mean that I shouldn't be able to comment if I wanted to? Oh, then we get contrary to the public interest. Oh, this is a beauty. Woo-wee! Sit down. Boy, we're not in Kansas anymore. Public interest supplements the terms impractical and necessary. It requires the public rulemaking procedures shall not prevent an agency from operating. Shall not prevent an agency from operating. Really? How dare we stop these people that have no authority at all? Limited delegation from Congress. How dare we get around and comment and stop them from doing their nonsense? But if we see this, so we've got the two ways in the APA. Formal, never see it. Informal, you're going to see impractical, unnecessary, contrary, or you won't see anything. They just say, well, we're going to take notice and comments. That's irrelevant. You have to have 553 in there. That's the mandatory way to make a subsidy rig. It's like saying you can't get a bill through Congress without somebody taking a vote. Can't just say we're going to do a bill and then nobody vote on it. It's mandatory. There's one more step, though, that they never do. It says the exemption of situations where they say for good cause, of emergency or necessary, is not an escape clause. In that sense, an agency has discretion to disregard its terms or facts. A true and supported or supportable finding of necessity or emergency shall be made in public. If you're going to do the informal and say, oh, we just got to have this right now, man. I'm telling you, we got to hang these citizens of the United States that are dumber than rocks. You got to say, why? What's the emergency? They never do it. Never. Because they can't. I have never seen one regulation to date have the force and effect of law. It's all a con. IRS is real easy. Because you go to 301 regs, they're done. They're toast, man. Because it's housekeeping. That's as far as you need to go. You don't even have to get into the Federal Register, which you will see is all nonsense. But you don't have to go that far. Because if it says Part 301, that automatically is under 5 U.S.C. 301, even though they don't say it. Chrysler V. Brown said so. It's housekeeping. It's for internal. And I don't care what kind of a house they keep. End of story. They are done. I don't have to file tax returns. There's no deficiency. There's no assessments. There's no liens. There's no levies. There's no notice of federal tax liens. They're out of business. There's a couple of things of gross income and other that I've debunked because they're part one, but who the hell cares? They don't pass muster for the APA. But I don't even need them. And then number two, these states that are using codes, they say, well, we're using the IRS gross income and just as gross. Guess what? States have no authority to do anything that is in the IRS code and just say we're going to use it. It has to be done in a court of the United States. Did you know that? They didn't tell you that, did they? They can't use it like that. They do all the time because nobody knows. Nobody brings it up. Are you starting to get the picture? We are in deep kimchi, as they might say in Korea, and it smells. Because the bottom line, this COVID-19, it could have been prevented easily without all this vaccine nonsense. I just saw here where some parents are suing because it's causing all kinds of medical problems. Tucker Carlson had on, was over 4,000 people died, and hundreds of thousands of people have had all kinds of terrible, terrible results, permanent, most of them. Shakes and all kinds of stuff. They screwed up their whole lives. And that's not even beginning to what's going to happen in 3 to 6 to 9 months if the animal trials prove true. And it's experimental. And it doesn't even really bother. They don't basically even prove that it really does any good. Peter McCulloch, the most... That thing is natural immunity. You get it, and you use these other drugs to stay survive, and you get a natural immunity that God gave us. You can't beat that, folks. This other stuff is going to get around and start down the road when you get another infection, and you're going to have your body working against yourself. That's what they've proven. And people are lining up to take it. Yay, give me a star. Well, you know what? Can't cure stupid. And you can't cure cowardice. I found that out with the Chickalin Nation. I tried to help them and they sold me out. This is an FBI sting. I learned a hard lesson. You can't save those that don't want to be saved. You just walk away. Just like in Moses, comes down off the mountain and those people doing the golden calf, the Creator says, bye, and opened up the earth. Have a nice life. Gone. Can't fix them. They don't want to be fixed. You can't save them. Now then, this Federal Register Act, which I found in all of this, I also found the Attorney General's opinion that said, guess what? Constitutional courts can't do regulations. Why? Because there's no case or controversy. All the courts can do is tell the agency, did you follow procedure? And that's what I was missing, because I was using 5 U.S.C. 706A, arbitrary and capricious. No, that's the merit of what's inside, Ralph, you dummy. You use D. They're not following the procedure. That's what's missing. They're not following the procedure. It's like Congress didn't take a vote. That's procedure. You don't argue what's in the bill. You argue they didn't follow the procedure. Duh. Sheesh. I also found, which they're not doing in 1966, because they put around and said, no subsequent legislation shall be held to supersede or modify the provisions of this act, except to the extent that such legislation shall do expressly. So what they're saying, we are establishing a new rule of law for the administrative, called a headless fourth branch of government. That's FDR's research, 1937. I got a 400-page book on it. I got a copy of the books, 1946. There's only a couple left in the whole world. Let's show what's going on. That's, by the way, if you get on my list and then you send 250, I'll give you the research. I'll give you a copy of all these books. Do whatever you want. I don't care what you do with it. Spread it. Read it. God, I hope you will. I want people that want to fight. And the Moonies, thank God for them, they've stuck it out. They did the United States District Court, got their clock cleaned. I got involved later on. They went to tax court. Should have won there. They said there's no deficiency. The United States District Court said, oh, it's Article 3. We don't care about the deficiency. We went to the Federal Court of Claims because I'd never been there. It wasn't Article 3 from 1953 to 1982, and then they made it Article 1. Then they created the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals and said, oh, it's going to have national jurisdiction over everything. That lasted 2 years. Then they call it a specialty Article 3. What the heck is that? There's no authority for that. While we're there, got it all researched out, got all the rules on law and equity. When you come from a state court that can do one form of action, when it gets to the true courts of the United States arising under Article 3, they have to separate it into law or equity. And what's old Biden doing today? There's no law, so everything is equity. It's what we think is fair. We think it's fair to give money to minorities and screw the white folk. That's fair. That's equity. What happened to the law? Is there no rule of law no more? No. It's all gone. Not there. And we're going to give amnesty. Oh, I got a good question. What status is this? Are you going to give them amnesty to? Are they going to be a citizen of the United States, like in the District of Columbia? They have no constitutional rights to an Article 3 court. They have no rights of taxation without representation. Really? The only elections we have in the several states is National Voter Registration Act for federal offices. They print this stuff. There's no elections for officers, state officers. None. Makes it really damn hard to have any constitutional people if you don't have any election for them, don't it? They print it. You know where to go to look. You literally cannot believe. I can't. It shocks me that we have got this far and nobody's doing much about it except like this Dr. Shiva. And Mike Lindell. He's got all the stuff on the elections. And then we have all these cowards. Fruit of the poisonous tree. You cannot take things that are unlawfully and illegally and then turn around and go into the Senate and say, hey, we certified all this stuff. We certified that the fruit of the poisonous tree is okay. That's a well-established, you cannot, prohibited, take something that's unconstitutional, illegally, or crooked, or whatever, and then use it down the road. oh, it's no big deal now. We're just going to go wink, wink, blink, blink. That's what they did. That's what Pence did. Most of those senators didn't have any cojones at all. None. Where's the people that signed like the Declaration of Independence and fought the revolution? Read what George Washington did. It's amazing. He was beat. He was outnumbered. He got people that did the boats that took them across the river at night, and then I think it was 9 miles they walked. Without a lot of them didn't have the clothes. It was winter, snow, and cold. And they won. We're pissing it away.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Welcome back. And, this riddle search here, I highly recommend sending me an email, IRS at Alaska Minuteman, get comment. If you want to find out the truth, if you don't, well, the hell with it. It says right in here, the United States District Court. It's in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. It's a legislative court. It's codified in 132, and it says in here, in quotation marks, the judge has no judicial power. His judicial power is exercised as a representative of the court. The court exercising jurisdiction acts for the court, and the court is under the absolute plenary control of Congress. These United States District Court, the judge represents the court, judicial power of a district court. Judicial power is something governments have. Judicial power of the United States in Article 3 of the United States. That stopped in 1913 when they passed the 17th Amendment. There's no people. There's no people of the several states or the legislatures of the several states after 1913, because everybody thinks they're a citizen of the United States. And they're going to do amnesty to what? You got to be a citizen of the United States of America, the country. A citizen of the United States has no inalienable rights. You have civil rights, and you have no political rights. That's why they don't want any Christian. A citizen of the United States can't, has no soul. Can't have the, being a Christian or creator is irrelevant. It's a fix. It's the character of a citizen of the United States. That's what the Supreme Court said. I can take on the character of a tenant or a landlord and go to court. That doesn't make me that. Unbelievable. This stuff has hit the Supreme Court of the United States in a writ of certiorari. Never been done before. Will they give it? Will they grant it? I don't know. Probably not. They don't like pro se's. But somebody's got to fight the fight with the truth. Attorneys won't do it because they can't, like in Alaska. I used to talk to them and say, well, I can't do that. I'd lose my license. They are. They set up a whole new court system under the Alaska Bar. Beholden only to the Alaska Bar. And this anybody that's in those courts is beholden to the Alaska Bar. And if you do constitutional law, you lose your license. That's what they do. That's how you shut everybody up. That's how you do all this nonsense here out in the thing. How dare you stand up with the truth, because you will not be part of the herd, the woke community, the liars. The Bible says the father of all liars is the devil. And that's a fact. It's love of money and power. And I'm telling you what, we're getting a good taste of what hell looks like right now. And if people don't get up and learn, well, we're going to lose it. We will. And we'll never get it back. Ain't going to happen. I guarantee you. Because what America did is unique in all of the annals of history. And once it goes down, we do not have people that will get around and mutually pledge each other's lives, fortunes, and sacred honor. Those people are founding fathers were white, and they were rich, and they put it all on the line, knowing that they would probably be hung if caught. Some of them were killed. They lost their fortunes. It happened, and they did it. I don't know of any, or maybe a few in Congress, but not many. Anyway, I have a show every Sunday, 5 to 7. If you want to get more, or email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com if you want some stuff. God willing, we will see you next Sunday. Watch out for the federales and the Democrats. They're everywhere.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.